So Rinpoche asks us to begin by giving rise to the bodhicitta, thinking that the task in hand is to bring all sentient beings as vast as space to the level of supreme enlightenment, and that in order to do this, we have to listen and reflect and meditate on the Holy Dharma. So today, Rinpoche is going to give a brief explanation from his own text, which is called The Miraculous Key. It's a treatise on which is called A Miraculous Key for to the texts of reasoning. And he's going to give an explanation of the
Kowa tsobol sepa namla tsenyi sochik do kopa. Rikpa tsobol sepa namla jukpa nyurbe cheto gadrop sochik do sepa. Nyamni tsobol sepa namla nyamsu lang deva cheto tsikye chin yuk do vatang sonyo.
So the subject matter, each section of the text is divided into three sections. One section is for those who mainly want to have an understanding of the subject matter. And in this section, he gives the definitions of terms. And then the next session is for those who mainly want to be able to prove or disprove through argument and reasoning. And the third section is for those who mainly want to meditate on the meaning of the subject matter. In general, for those who wish to study the Dharma, it's very important to know definitions. If one knows the definitions very well, then it's very easy to follow the meaning of the words.
Tela tat sache tangbu tengni, der thikpa tang di thikpa kangrong yinba thikpan tsenyi.
So, under the first section, which is about definitions, the first definition that's given, you can call it either a definition or the first characteristic, if you like. The characteristics of something or the definition of something. And the first item is a vehicle, as in the term jhana. And this means something that conveys to somewhere, and it conveys something.
Then ta thingme jin chini de kar sana thingme jin chini de ningjong ge sambe ko ni lang de thobza thar thu pa hewa so je ba du si ji thab su chur pa thab su chur tik ba de then thingme jin chini.
And the definition of the Hinayana is that that yana which is, or that which is the means to accomplishing the one-sided state of peace, in other words, nirvana, as its ultimate goal. And this is done through the motivation of world weariness, or disgust with the world. So for those who are practicing the Hinayana, it's very important to have this attitude of world weariness or renunciation. It's and to have this in a very genuine sense.
Then the Torza Topzan Tartuk the Karas and the Hiva Sochik was a duty, Hiva Sochik were Emma to Sanjay, Topzan Tartuk the Sanjay Kumbamari.
And the reason why in the definition it specifies that it's a one sided nirvana is that the Hinayana is not a suitable vehicle for reaching the supreme state of Buddhahood itself.
Then the Nintuji Tikbinsini Karasana. Tava kanzak da me patan. Gomba denge mata chuduk sovor gomhin. Chupa ranke de tunyerje. Sotari de kanon la nede. Deva lake lami je. Drachomba topsi je. Tap tamba. De nintuji tekwensinere.
And the definition of the Shravaka yana is that it's the means for attaining the fruit of arahatship, either with or without remainder. And this is done through the view, meditation, and action, the view being the non-self of the person. So the view or the realization that's necessary is the non-view of the non-self of the person, and the meditation is the is mainly on the four truths and the 16 impermanences, and the conduct or action is to establish oneself in the whichever is suitable of the seven kinds of disciplines or vows for one's own liberation, Patimoksha, and to do this out of mainly the wish to accomplish peace for oneself.
Then Ranjar Jetik and Sini the Karasana, Ninto Jetik Pati Yaga, Yer Yabam Ti Tengdo, Tini, Tenjong Sam Gom, Tendel Lungjong Ludo, Gigunsam, Tenjong Sam Gom, Tower, Sete, Deva Hiva, Nande Dubzi Jet Tap Tambar Jupe, Jupitipati, Ranjar Jetik
and Sini. And the definition of the Pratyeka Buddha Yana, that's the self-Buddha Yana, is that it is the means to accomplish the fruit of the fruit which is peace or nirvana. And this is done through as well as the practice of the Shravaka Yana, one also makes the 12 links of conditioned existence, that's the Paticca-samuppada, the Nidanas of the Paticca-samuppada, this profound reality one makes one's main meditation.
Dene tchenje tsenye kararasana tawa tope chepar samjo labs chepar panza pomo chepar thobzan revu chepar de chepar chepo chempo dönje chepar do phagpatikpa de te tchenje tsenye.
And the definition of the Mahayana is that it is the vehicle that has the seven superior or supreme qualities, or superior features, you might call it, in terms of the view, which is the first, the realization, the motivation, the Right. So there are these seven special qualities, and there's five listed here. One is the view, one is the realization, one is the actual practice, which is the training, and one is the thing that is given up or relinquished, and one is the thing that's attained, the fruit. So in terms of these five things, the Mahayana is superior or supreme.
Tene taba tope chepa karasa na kanza ka da meba tei ting do chuji dami chang togo bare tikinji lo.
So in the Mahayana, as well as having to realize the non-self of the person, one has to also realize the non-self of the dharmas. And that's why the view of the Mahayana is superior or supreme.
Then samjur loves it about the karasana tikinji lo la tene yindon do paru de semba trog do jugo yere paru de semba trog nyamni zogo yere.
Yeah, so that was why the view and the realization is superior. And the reason why the engagement in the practice and the training is superior is because it involves the practice of the six paramitas.
Then the Thobzan Revi Chepada Kararasana, Timinji Lola Drachombe Deva Samre, Tikinji Lola Deva Devi Chepada Sanjeji Kumare.
And the fruit is superior or supreme because whereas in the Hinayana the fruit of the path is the level of arahatship, the fruit of the path of the Mahayana is supreme Buddhahood.
And
the definition of the Vaibhashikas, which is one of the Hinayana schools, is that Vaibhashika, let's say, is someone who is a Buddhist philosopher who holds the view that the relative truth is gross things, and the stream of consciousness. And the absolute truth is, or that which exists in absolute truth or absolute reality, are on the one side the perceived objects, which are the partless particles, and on the other side the mind, which are the partless moments of consciousness.
Dina ta seda mawe lo la zog so rakpa ngopo tan hipa gyoin de kunzob denpa ndogo.
So in the Vaibhashika view, the gross things and the stream of consciousness are the relative reality.
Tene ta zonwa dutin chami tang hipa keji chami de tundan du de pare.
And the objects of consciousness, the partless particles, and the partless moments of consciousness are the absolute truth or absolute reality or are absolute realities.
Tene tan dode bensini karasana dode bensini de don tambar tunji nupa tundan denpa tan don tambar tunji minupa kunzob denpar kelembe nambar tumda mawa de.
Then the definition of the Sotantrikas is that the absolute reality is what absolutely or ultimately is able to perform a function, and relative reality is what ultimately or absolutely is not able to perform a function. So the Sotantrikas are those Buddhist philosophers who hold the absolute and relative truths to be, as I just said.
Namdok dro mata pe teni rancin te tundan de bare.
So in other words, what is labeled and in a way established as existing where it doesn't really exist by the conceptual mind, that is the relative reality. And this is what's called the general characteristic. And what is not dimayimba, and what is not that which is established as existing where it doesn't exist, by the conceptual mind, what doesn't have that characteristic, and which is, in other words, the self characteristic of the self characteristic as opposed to the general characteristic, that is the absolute reality. So that Ngubo.
So
that in this system, Dondam Denpa, that's Paramata Satya, absolute reality, and Ngubo, or Dravya, which is roughly translated as a thing. In fact, it's something which is able to perform a function. That's the official definition of Dravya in this context. And self-characteristic, these three terms all have the same meaning in the Sautantrika system.
Tene takpa jinsin kunzob denpa somte tuanda chikware.
And on the other hand, what is conceptual and what is a general characteristic and what is samvritti satya, kunzop denpa, relative reality, are all the same thing according to the system. So you...
Takpa.
Takpa.
Lu takpa. Lutakpa. Zungzhen ni su nawe yor da yor jing nam kunzob denpa tang Zungzhen ni mi ji xipa zang duandang denpa ke lenpa nangpa chumda mawa de sem zang pa chen yi.
So the characteristic of the Chittimacha or the Chittimachin is that Buddhist philosopher that or those Buddhist philosophers who hold that the relative reality is the perceiving and perceived aspects of a moment of consciousness that appear as two, as a subject and object aspect, and the absolute reality is the mind or awareness which is free or without this duality of a perceived and perceived aspect.
Tena ta sentam lo la zungzin yinang ge yor da yojin tam je tene kunzob de bare.
So to repeat, according to the system, the relative reality is those aspects of consciousness, of the perceiver and perceived aspects of consciousness that appear as dual. These are the relative reality.
Tene zungzhen ni su mei bang, zungzhen ni ji tongbe xipa zang jie, tene tuan dam dung de ba.
And so the mere awareness, which is empty of those perceiver and perceived aspects, is the absolute reality.
Tene ta omelo la ranju pensini karrasana chetar nama tamju kunzub du tropa jome talang jindu kunzub denpa tang tuenda namka tabu chiyang madrupa ke lembe namba tumda mawati ranju pensini.
And the Majjhimaka Svatantrika is a Buddhist philosopher who holds that the relative reality is the all those relatively existing appearances just as they appear, as, for example, an illusion, a horse or an elephant appears in an illusion, those are the relative reality, and the absolute reality is nothing at all. It's complete, like a space-like nothingness, not exist, non-existence, if you like.
Tene tarangi below la kunzup te kunzup nam jujin tende cho sanji nama ta jumata vande pare.
So that the relative realities are like the mere coming together of causes and conditions, like a dream or an illusion. And the absolute is, as I just said, it's like space. It's completely non-existent. It's complete non-existence. I should say maybe.
Tene tanjur penseni lose nasa jeper takpa nam kunzup denba tang. He to draw some jewel in there, but Marvin number from the Mama tanjur penseni.
And the definition of the Majjhimika Prasangikas is a Buddhist philosopher who holds that, or who says that, the relative reality are those things that are, those conceptual things that can be expressed in thought or in word, and the true nature of things is the nishpapancha, which means the non-conceptual or the non papancha means something like a conceptual complication or fabrication, has a meaning something like that. So it's free from any kind of conceptual elaboration or complication, and is beyond expression in word or thought. So the true nature is like that.
Dinam, ta tanjur bilo la namdo ka takpa, namdo ka yor tu chorpa tamje, ni kunzup denpa re ta.
So according to the Prasangika system, everything that is conceived by thought, everything that's an object of thought, is relative reality, samvritti satya.
Tene ton tambe dem ton dan dem ba tatuk te tru pa da trawa yim se no tene na sam jwe pa len de ba re
and since the absolute is completely free from any prapancha, any kind of conceptual complication or then it is inexpressible in words or thought.
Yin dong ge zhen ni ge re se ne, gun da yin wang gun zu ji den ba dang. Duan dang yong zhu zhu zha ji xi zu ge lian bi, nan bu zhong da ma wa de yin dong bu zhen ni.
So the definition of a Majjhimika Shentongpa, shen means other, tong means void, empty. So this is the tradition of the Majjhimika tradition that's empty, that espouses emptiness of other. And such Majjhimika is a Buddhist philosopher who holds that relative truth, the Samvriti Satya, is the imaginary nature and the dependent nature. That's the Parikalpita and the Paratantra. And that the absolute is the truly existent or perfectly existing nature, that's the Parinishpana, which is the jnana, which means the wisdom mind, free from the conceptual elaboration, free nishprapancha.
Tene ta semchang pa tela na si ji ye ba so mi ba.
So within the Chittamata system, there are three subdivisions.
Tene tangbo te gonga se char pare gonga se char ben sini zungzin gonga si hyak pa tar si hyak pa tar ke le be semchang pa gonga se char ben sini.
And the one of these subdivisions is called the half-eggists. The half-eggists, you know, an egg and a half-egg. So they're half-eggists. So they're called this, and the definition of a half-eggist is a Chichen Martin who holds that the perceiving, the perceiver and the perceived aspects of a moment of consciousness are like the half, like two halves of an egg. Yeah, they're like an egg that splits in half, presumably a boiled egg. So that it's described like this because it's considered that in a moment of consciousness, the both the perceiver side of that consciousness and the perceived side of the consciousness, both are mind. And it's as if the mind splits evenly in half. One half is the perceived and the other half is the perceiving aspect. So, for example, when we see a snake in a dream, then there is the snake in the dream, and then there's the seeing of the snake in the dream, the perceiver of the snake in the dream, and both of them are mind. So it's as if the mind is divided in half, one half the objective side and one half the subjective side.
Right. Penna malan dongene zungzi dor na kap zungzi ni yo mare te ni me yin do pa kya gu wang ge zungzi te ni gonga se kya song.
So that in a dream we can easily see that it's there's not really these a separate perceiver and perceived aspect, but because of the habitual tendencies implanted in the mind, the vasana that are implanted in the mind, it appears like that. It separates out in, as if it's two things.
Then, ta zongzhen zhanyam ben zheni, zongzhen zhanyam do ke lin ben sem zhan ba zongzhen zhanyam ben zheni.
So the definition, now the second division of the Chittamachins is called those who hold that there are equal numbers of perceiving and perceived aspects in a moment of consciousness. And the definition of such a person is actually the same as its name in this case. So I won't repeat it. It just comes to the same thing. The definition of such of a person is a chittamatra who holds that the number of perceiver and perceived aspects is the same in number.
So Malanda Tajin Tongina, Tadl Travel, literally. Tad Travel. Tad Travel. Hakuzuma? Travel Remo. Tad Remo, Travel, Tagamalanda Bayina. Tene Travel Koranke Carpota, Marpota, Napos, or Kadok and Deji, Unaya, Zuma Trang than Yampin Zimbayan, T Trang than Yampa Jevon Devon. Zumzin Trang Yampa. Take a.
So for example, in a dream of a tiger. He said he gave the example of a dream, but he said it could just as well apply to a daytime experience. That if you have a striped tiger with different coloured stripes. So that when perceiving such a multicolored tiger, sort of striped tiger, then in any moment of consciousness, there, according to this view, there are as many perceiving aspects as there are colors and aspects in the thing observed. So in other words, all these different colors are all perceived in exactly the same moment.
And
then the third kind of chittamatin is called a is non-dual that the variousness being non-dual is okay. Well, and the definition of them is that they are chittamachins who hold or who say that many things appear variously, but in fact they are non-dual. In other words, what they're saying is that when things appear, they appear as compound phenomena. They appear as if they have they appear variously as having many different aspects. But in fact, although they appear like that, they are in fact They're not actually, they don't really exist separately. They're a unity. So those three types of chittamachin all come under the heading of chittamachins who are true aspectarians. So there's a second division. So you've got two main divisions, the true aspectarians and the false aspectarians. And we've done the three kinds of true aspectarians, and now we're coming to the false aspectarians.
Karasana namdin pe nav namba de semso denban de re namjoin pe nama nav namba de semso medin ba junang de de bar.
So the true aspectarians say that appearances are true or real as mind. So in as far as they're mind, they're true, they're real. The false aspectarians say, so let's see. The definition of a false aspectarian, a Chittimarchin false aspectarian, is actually it says a Vijñapti Chittimarchin. Vijñapti. So it's such a person who holds that that appearances are not true as mind. They're not real as mind. They are in fact completely false appearances. They appearances are false appearances. They're completely false. They don't exist. They don't have any status as existing phenomena at all.
Tandi paten mando ko yawa. The ranju piye ba ni tiya ne. Samsa namjun piye ba mando ko yawa. Ranju piye ba. Ta namjun patela teche patang teme banye.
So there's two divisions of the false aspectarians. There are those the those with stain and those without stain.
Tenya tanda teche patakarasana name hingor kuyin sanjejisala nina yo parmave.
So the definition of false aspectarian as a stained or someone who maintains a stained false aspect is someone who says that the Buddha they say that at the stage of Buddhahood there is a dualistic appearance because the appearance stains the mind. Because they think that appearance in the mind is somehow somehow it stains the nature of the mind, that therefore at the stage of Buddhahood there must be dualistic appearance. Ninang yopa
sanje la yorda yuchi ninang yopa
are dig gupa no jira dig gupa re ro semngo gupa
me jitang nama ge hingor gupa ta
are
sanje ji sal ninang yore
se are
jitang ge ta da 나와 돼 희발라 그 희번 오월라 그거래서 그봐 좀 여봐라.
선지식 그
나와 그 희발 희발라 되그래서 그거래 되그래. 산지지살라 좀 여래서 말해. 산지지살라 니나 여래서 산지라. 다들 나만데 저기 희발라 그거래 되그래서. 된다고.
So that what it's saying is that for us now, the mind, the essence of mind, is being obscured by appearances, and that at the level of Buddhahood, there is dualistic appearances. Even at the level of Buddhahood, there is dualistic appearances.
Then to me, Bensini, Nami, Hippo, Hingor, Magukin, Sanji, Salanina, Mapper, Mapper, Mab, and Namson, but to me, Bensini.
And the definition of the false aspectarian, the stainless false aspectarian, or the false aspectarian who believes in stainlessness, is someone who says that. That appearance doesn't stain or obstruct the essence of the mind, and at the level of Buddhahood, there isn't any dualistic appearance.
Timmy below, oh, yeah. Tene, Tanam, Timmy below, now I get hippa like your maris, Sanjay lay and Nina your maris.
So that these people are saying that for us ordinary beings, appearance isn't obstructing or obscuring the mind, and that at the level of Buddhahood, there isn't any dualistic appearance. Dualistic appearance meaning there isn't perceiver and perceived aspects to the perception.
Yang dode palayena dene. Nanjur Jupe Omaranji Padang, and Dode Jupe Omaranji Padang, Nanjur Jupe Omaranji Vinir.
Dode Paki.
Mame Omaranji Pali, you know.
So, if you divide the Majjhimaka Svatantrika, you get the Svatantrika Dode Paki.
Dode Jupe Omaranji Pa.
Yeah, you get the Svatantrika Majjhimakas, that's Svatantrika, and the
Nanjur Jupe Omaranji Pa.
And the Yogacara Svatantrikas. Svatantrika and the Yogacara Svatantrikas.
Dela Ta Tangbo Tsini.
Majjhimaka, Nanan Karelaso. Nanan. Majjhimakas, did I say Majjhimakas? Yeah, Svatantrika Majjhimakas. Yeah, sorry, no, I didn't say Majjhimaka, that's right. Svatantrika Majjhimakas.
Then the Siddhongjin Jokchon Dode Padan Tumbar Mawe Omar Ranju Padan Dode Jib Omar Ranju Pinsinir. Dela Ranju Padjar Koyo.
So.
Sedongjin Joktoram, Yoktor, Dode Padan Tumbar Mawe Omaranji Padan Dode Jib Omaranji Pinsin.
Right, so that the Svatantrika, Svatantrika Majjhimakas are those who hold that the outer objects, the way outer objects are presented is accords with the Svatantrika way of presenting outer objects. Sorry? The way that this school presents the way that outer objects exist accords with the way the Svatantrikas present them.
Tene nanjo chobe oma rangji pinsini karre sana sedon jin jokchor senzaan padan tumpar maave rangji pala nanjo te nanjo chobe oma rangji pinsini.
So the definition of Yogacara Majjhimaka, Yogacara, sorry, Svatantrika Yogacara Majjhimaka, Yogacara Svatantrika Majjhimaka is somebody who says that who presents the way he presents the outer objects accords with the way that the Chittimarchans present outer objects.
So
this has been a brief explanation of how of the definitions for the benefit of those who wish to make the understanding who mainly want to establish their understanding. So now the second section is for those who want to quickly and easily come to understand or easily be able to establish or refute through reasoning. So there are a lot of reasonings that could be presented at this point, but here there's just a few.
So
that these have been presented mainly to demonstrate to those who are studying in the the higher colleges of learning of how to set out a reasoned argument according to the tradition.
Kaching nare, senzang pala ome rekpa le lozo nama semso dhubzi je rekpa medu kena. Their choosing, Nama, their symptom of their choosing. Nama sends to the Jeripa Yabartal. Nancy, Sarsanjang over Chick with the Inziki, Nama sends to Bakanaji. Nancy Linji, the make with the Inziki, Nama sends to the Inziki.
So the argument goes as follows. Somebody says, or some people say, that the Chittimarchans, unlike the reasonings, the reasoning used by Majjhimikas, don't have any good reason for saying that appearance is not that appearance is made of mind. Of his mind produced or mind made. So then the reply is taking this as given that the Chittimarchans they do have reasons for that establish that appearances are mind-produced. And the first reason is that the first reason that establishes that that appearances are merely mind is that they are both the appearance and the mind have the same essence in as far as they are mere clarity. And the second reason given that establishes that they are merely mind, that appearance is merely mind, is that mind and appearance are seen at this together. They arise together. The appearance and the mind arise together, or they are focused on together.
So if
you don't accept the first reason, which was that the mind and the appearance are both of the same essence, which is this mere clarity, then the argument is refuted by saying that given the there's a Kali Lama somewhere. So the first one was that the that which has the object, that which perceives the object, that's the perceiver, is mere clarity. In essence, is this mere clarity, and the object or that which is perceived, the perceived aspect, is also, in essence, the mere clarity. And therefore, since this is the case, then the first reason that was given, that they both have the same essence, follows.
Your 요리한 살짱진 오 임바다 요르 간데지 인양 롱어 살짱 나와서 살짱 나와타 살짱 마나나 나줄 메베세 베나 말랑지 나와
So if you don't accept the second reason, which was that the mind and the appearance arise together, then further argument is needed. And the argument given is that because the it's true because the object appears clearly. No, just a minute. Oh, I see. Yeah, they don't appear together. Huh? You're kind of almost Yokan yinchan longo saltsam nang chi. Di kare kinare. Yokan yinchan longo saltsam.
Yor kande jina longor yor yang sarsan yin ba du gu duwa. Yor kande jina yang longor sarsan na ma sa.
Yeah. So that the whatever object appears to the consciousness it always to the mind is always in the form of mere clarity. It always appears in the form of mere clarity. And then the and because the without if this mere clarity doesn't appear, then there's no means for it for anything to appear. If there isn't this mere clarity, if it's this mere clarity doesn't appear in the mind, then there's no way that anything can appear to the mind. For example, in like in a dream, an appearance in a dream.
Tsata nyeba madrom na se jita tsaba tangbu ta nyeba dara. Tangbu na se linji ji be.
Di ki yu yang sa tsam ching o yinbi che ki drup.
Tsa song a. Ta tsata nyeba madrom na na se linji to mekwe ten tsik ji na wa semse drupa yinba ta madrom se na.
So this last argument was for establishing the second part of the argument for saying that they have the same essence, right? So you started off with two main arguments, one which was they have the same essence, and the other one which that they arise together. And we've had two reasons for saying that they have the same essence, and this last one about appearance isn't possible without that mere clarity appearing to the mind is a proof that therefore the mind and the appearance have the same essence, which is mere appearance. And now we've moved on to the second argument about them arising together.
Satanyipa madrum naansi. Thertal se karrasana naansi linjik de mekpitin zikji nawa semsa dhupa yinba tal. Yor ngoy na dhupji yurjin siso madrupa kaanji. Yurjin ngoy na dhupji yor siso madrupa sirpe namalanji nawa.
So this is established, i.e. it's established that the appearance and the mind arise together because it's the object of the consciousness doesn't arise first. And then the perceiver afterwards. It doesn't happen like that. And neither does it happen that the perceiving aspect of a moment of consciousness arises first, and then what it perceives arrives arises afterwards. Like, for example, in an appearance in a dream. So since it's not possible for the object of consciousness to arise before the consciousness that's aware of it, and it's not possible for the awareness of an object to arise before the object has appeared to it, therefore they must actually arise together.
Penamalan to drone tom capso, drone tom capso, drone moila drop, drone zenji hip at the jiso young madobare, drone zenji hip on moina drop, the drone jiso nama yamare, coni, linchic the mepan, tuchiquare, tuchilana.
So if you take, for example, in a dream where a snake appears in a dream, there's a moment of awareness of the snake in the dream, that snake that's the object of that moment of awareness can't appear before the awareness that's aware of it, and neither can the awareness of that snake arise before the snake appears that it's aware of. They have to arise at the same moment. So by this argument about it doesn't arise before or after, they don't arise before or after each other, is the main argument that's used by the Chittamatins for establishing that appearances are mind. So he said that in fact for those who want to use argument and reasoning to establish these views, there are many extensive arguments, but only a few are presented here just as examples. And he thinks it's good that we understand how in the Tibetan tradition, when they're reasoning, how they set out their reasoned arguments. And then, so after the section which is for those who mainly want to establish through reasoning, there's the section that's for those who mainly want to reach understanding through meditation. And so for them, there's just a verse for them to reflect upon. For those who So for those people who want to have to understand a lot of Dharma, then it's important to know the definitions. Because it's for those who wish to know Dharma more widely, it's not enough just to know the words. If you don't know the definitions of the words, you're not going to know much just by the words themselves. So it's very important in order to further one's understanding to know the exact definitions of the words. For example, you have the words Majjhimaka or Chittamachin, and just by themselves they're just words. But if you know the definitions, then you know what's being talked about. So therefore, for those who want to make understanding their main pursuit, it's very important to know these definitions.
Tini kova tsangji mende paripa tsovar se te gadup yinji norba ka manurba drupan dupan yinan tini rikpa karche giri.
And then for those who don't merely want to understand but also want to be able to debate and refute different views, it's very important to have the formal reasoning.
Tini rikpa tsovar se gadup sepa kapsu tsovan dhavu yinan lamsang ka thogo yo mare rikpa mangbu go gore rikpa chek ji su chek ji su chek mangbu go yo
and if you want to establish or refute something, it's not enough just to produce one or two reasons. You have to be able to produce one reason after another, so to
re pena daba trak pa tang chenda komini choipa jab du lo doin lo choipa jab yin
se ba. For example, Dharma Kirti and Chanda Goman, they debated for 7 months. And then for those who want to make the meditation their main practice, you don't need a lot of definitions and you don't need a lot of debate. What you need is the meaning in a condensed form. So therefore he's written for the meditators a special verse.
Tikpi yeva na chopa, drumti yeva na chopa, kipa teta kangi cheto resa na namdo drupa dogpa tab yinsa resa. Namdo ku drupa dogpa tab re mato, tini namdo ku drupa de mi na, tini goya yo mara. Namdo drupa dogpa tab yinpa di isa na, drudra nyamba nyeji tonto na, chu tam cheji ne luk drupa tatan tarwa, nyamba nyeji tonte, tini ngon sumtu dogpa yin na, to na, Tikun tabi jeba zobai, tikba gun, tikba tamjeji tabi jeba zo, daba, tabi taki tama den tarsimbares. Then I'm gone behind the little.
So, the verse goes like
Tinder temba jams in Lolangora.
Hi. So, these various divisions of the yanas are the means for reversing or the conceptual elaborations, the conceptual complexities. And Rinpoche said if one didn't have any of these conceptual complexities, then there wouldn't be any need for all these different divisions of the yanas. But because we do have all these various complexities of thought, then it's necessary to have all these different yanas to remedy them. If one realizes the that which is the equalness of or the sameness or equalness, the nature of sameness or the nature of equalness, which is beyond this conceptual complexity, then one has the complete and perfect analysis of the views of all the yanas.
Ta nyamnyen tsuwa se na tuan ta dhor dhon na semche ne luk tuta nyamba nye je tuan te to na ndiga yira kare se na thikpa ta tuan te yewa te su tam che nam do tupa dhokpa thap ta semche ne luk dhokpa thap re.
So that if you, if the meditator can rest in this state of freedom from all conceptual complexity, then he has perfected or completed all the views and all the philosophical positions, since all those views and all those philosophical positions have the one purpose to remedy conceptual thinking and to reveal the true nature of the mind. So if you're resting in that true nature of mind, free from conceptuality, then you have actually achieved the purpose of all these views and vehicles and so on. So now Rinpoche is announcing to you all that Tenpa Gyaltsen, the great translator, Tenpa Gyaltsen, is going to sing the words of the verse for the meditators with the tune of or the melody of the chu practice. it's one of the Nyingma melodies.
Oh yeah.
You sing with me? You know, right? You sing with me? Because nyam to do.
Ah, tang bu che. Re, re, re. Nyam bu do na de do. Re, nyam bu do na ya bu na.
De da de be ye wa na zo ya ba nam do zhi ba. Namdo zhi ban, do bi ai ta.
Dragon,